First off, our Senate candidate voter guide series today with Senator Steve Daines and Montana Governor Steve Bullock. What a race this is. And today we talk about Medicare a little bit. So our question will be relating to Medicare. I'll get to that in a bit. But first, let me peel back a little bit about what Medicare is. And I learned an awful lot on this. There's a great resource from AARP, and you can just go to aarp.org and search Medicare, and you'll find a ton of stuff there. There's a good one, too, for AARP Montana. It's What is Medicare? A lot of questions frequently asked, FAQs. You'll see a good section there, states.aarp.org/Montana, and that's there. You'll also find the podcast of these questions and answers from Senator Steve Daines and Governor Steve Bullock. Let me kind of tell you a little bit about Medicare, some things that, as I look into this, were maybe surprising to me. Four parts, I think maybe people knew that, but maybe you don't know that Medicare does not cover all health care related costs. Even though the program is fairly comprehensive, traditional Medicare does not have a limit on the annual out-of-pocket spending, like you'll see with a lot of insurance programs that you may be on before Medicare. So people on Medicare can face high expenses, and that is one of the number one reasons that that people struggle, well, with their income and with end-of-life situations, with retirement situations. You get into trouble with health care, and it can be real problematic. So that's why this is real important. Four parts to Medicare. Medicare Part A is this traditional Medicare. And we pay in for Medicare. I think it's 40 quarters. If you've if you've had a job for 10 years, they've been deducting Medicare, just like the Social Security entitlement program. And I know some people don't like to call it entitlement, because we've paid into it, but that's just a common phrase for it. Even if you didn't work long enough, you're still going to be entitled to some Medicare benefits. Let's talk about Medicare Part A. It's hospital insurance. It covers inpatient hospital care. And also, it can cover limited time in a skilled nursing care facility or limited home health care services and hospice care. Most Medicare Part A beneficiaries do not have to pay a monthly premium. Some do, based on, as we talked about, your work experience. But as I mentioned too, it typically doesn't cover the full amount of your hospital bill. That's why there's supplemental Medicare insurance available by different providers. I'm Tom Schultz. Thanks for joining us here at Voices of Montana. Nine counties have elected to send voters to the polls. That means 47 of our 56 counties will have all mail-in ballots for the statewide general election. There's some things to keep in mind, and I do recommend that you look these things up. Check with your local county clerk and recorder's office, the county elections office there, or the Montana's Secretary of State's site, sosmt.gov, for that. One thing to keep in mind is that our late registration has been extended for voter registration. You're going to be getting mail ballots for all registered voters. They'll have them mailed out by October 9th. Be the same for absentee ballots in all all mail-in ballot counties. But after October 26th, which is just 8 days before the general election, you can still register to vote. You'll just have to do that in person. So between October 2nd, end of early registration, so to speak, you have the late registration, which will go on through October 26th. You can still get ballots sent to you up until October 26th. And after that, if you haven't registered to vote yet, you'll have to do that in person. Just a few pieces of information there to pass along. Also, want to conclude here, Part B, it helps beneficiaries pay for a physician, outpatient, and some health and preventative services, which is unlike Part A, which is inpatient hospital visits. And then there's Part C, which is basically, as we understand, Medicare Advantage, private insurance, essentially, through the CMS. Part D is understood as the outpatient prescription drug program for Medicare, and that is also predominantly private insurance. Let's get to our U.S. Senate race voter guide today, the Q&A series, and the first question will be to our current U.S. Senator, Steve Daines, who's vying for re-election. On average, Senator, seniors already spend $1 out of $6 on health care. You can get information on that by going to AARP.org, as they'll back that information up there. Just search Medicare. So if reelected, how will you protect Medicare from benefit cuts, lower health care costs, and ensure seniors continue receiving the affordable health care that they have earned?
To be very clear, I'll always protect Medicare for our seniors. Again, this is very personal for my family, just like it is for so many of our seniors who depend on this program for their health care. I strongly oppose any efforts to cut spending for this program. In fact, I'm proud to have been a champion in supporting affordable, high-quality health care through Medicare Advantage. This is a program that helps over 50,000 Montana seniors. And I'm also fighting to pass a bill that ensures our seniors are receiving all of their Medicare Advantage benefits. You know, it's roughly 16,000 Montanans are being shortchanged thanks to Obamacare. And while I will continue fighting to protect Medicare, it's also very important we continue fighting against a complete federal government takeover of our health care that would jeopardize the care for our seniors.
That's U.S. Senator Steve Daines. Now to Governor Steve Bullock, the same question. Our two-term governor for the state of Montana, on average, seniors already spend $1 out of $6 on health care. If reelected, or if elected, how will you protect Medicare from benefit cuts, lower health care costs, and ensure seniors continue receiving the affordable health care that they have earned?
Montanans earn their Medicare benefits through a lifetime of hard work. But there are some that have and will continue to try to deny them the benefits they've rightfully earned. We need to do everything we can to make sure that the program remains steady and funded for Montanans who rely on it, both now and in the future. I've spent my time as governor working to protect and expand Montana's access to affordable health care and to lower costs, and that won't change once I get to Washington. When Medicare funding is threatened, I'll stand firm against any and all cuts to the program, from standing up to attempts to raise the retirement age to ensure that Medicaid remains accessible and properly funded, to fighting against any attempts from Washington insiders to privatize it. I'll continue to support and protect Medicare as Montana's next senator.
Our 2020 Voices of Montana election coverage is brought to you in part by AARP Montana.